Welcome back to the Atlantic Hour. It's week 8 and we've got a plethora of guests with us. James, our darling co-host, is on a bus to Boston at the moment. He's going to visit MIT, so he's he's got some background noise, so he's dialing in.
Hi. I'm James.
Brilliant.
Nothing more to say, really. Alright, I'll let you take.
Thank you, James. Would the other guests like to introduce themselves?
Hi, I'm Thomas. Been on a few of these now. Nothing more to say, really.
Brilliant. I'm Hannah, Thomas's friend, visiting from Chicago. I've been on none of these, so
brilliant.
My first one.
Fun. I'm Ash. James usually cuts me off on the podcast, so I've been on a couple of times. Surprised he hasn't yet.
You wouldn't remember, though.
But Ash,
I think that's a touch unfair, actually.
None of us in the studio think it's unfair.
Yeah. Well, everyone in the studio agrees, James.
Yeah, for real. Okay, so this week has been a very interesting week in terms of politics. It's 1 week to the election. Which is not even 1 week, like 4 days. And we'll probably know the results in our final episode next week, which is really sad. But so we're just going to talk about the closing points each candidate has made, talking about various rallies, various controversial
comments
Trump has made about Puerto Rico, and women. That's a leitmotif for his arguments. We're going to be talking a bit about predictions, which is Thomas's favourite part, and they seem to be coming true, and then just talking about polling. If we want to start, have you guys seen the Madison Square rally?
I've seen the comedy, I've seen the bit at the beginning, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah, so me and James are in New York this weekend, and I got tickets to the rally but didn't go, but I was outside the rally and it was just terrifying. It was like all these Trump supporters like in Trump merch. It was like Trump that bitch, like t-shirts,
wow.
Like people with like America, like make America, like you don't realise that MAGA exists until like, you actually see it face, like until
you feel it.
Have you ever felt it?
Every day. In my soul.
I went to Trump Tower, which I feel like we can compare notes on.
Exactly. I've been twice now.
Well, I've seen the one in Chicago and the one in New York. There is one
a
in Chicago.
New Trump Tower.
It's humongous.
What's it like?
It's just massive. It's like on the Riverwalk.
Wow.
And it makes a statement in the skyline, definitely.
I can imagine. Yeah. It was just like terrible. There were like snipers everywhere and it was just a bit intense. But anyway, so he did a rally in New York City's Madison Square Garden, and he basically said, well, a comedian said that Puerto Rico was a pile of garbage, which actually Lin-Manuel Miranda, the writer of Hamilton, has written a whole thing in response to that.
A lot of people have, I think.
What are our opinions?
I think it was so stupid.
I think it's so stupid.
And did you see his comment?
His response. Apparently there was a guy who was there. Apparently he was there. Apparently he made a joke and apparently it was about Puerto Rico. I didn't see it. I don't remember it. Apparently it wasn't funny. Like he just literally just.
What?
His
interview was
awful. He denied it. He just said like apparently this thing happened. I didn't know it was happening. No one knew who this guy was, and he made a bad joke, which doesn't represent my campaign.
Did he say something else about Mexican women as well?
There were some bad jokes in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
But did you see the comedian's response as well? That was crazy.
It was just jokes, wasn't it?
It was just basically like, this is a joke. If you're a vice president and you can't handle a joke, then you're not fit to run the country. Everyone needs to be stop being such snowflakes.
It's a political event, though.
It's
like,
not a good joke, is it?
It was an awful joke.
It's not a stand-up. Like, it's not a comedy like event. It was a political event.
Well, I feel like Trump treats these rallies.
But if you can't control who's at your own rally, how are you going to run a country?
There were like 20 And it was a bit boring as well. Like, I was sort of like standing outside Madison Square Garden, like, always on the screen. I think
it's
because like,
going right inside. Yeah, that's where you made the first mistake.
I should have felt like it didn't feel
didn't
the
a lot of people leave early as well?
Yeah,
people like emptied out.
Because like when you have like random people who you don't know just talking about like random
or making shitty jokes.
Yeah, like, you know, you're there to see Trump at the end. Like, the thing is, they're still going to vote for Trump. It's not indicative of like changing polls or opinions.
Yeah.
But it
I think it is interesting that like the Trump comments coincided with Harris's plan for that specific demographic in the electorate, so Puerto Rican voters, and then the like subsequent endorsement from a bunch of, as you said, sort of Puerto Rican like people of interest, so like J-Lo, I think there were a few others, but I can't remember. But I think like she's trying to like set herself up in contrast to Trump, and that like, came to the fore with that.
Yeah, a lot's been made also of the, is it 300,000, I can't remember if it's 300,000 or 600,000 Puerto Ricans who live in Pennsylvania, which obviously they would massively swing any vote.
Wow.
Which that's sort of been said as like the biggest backlash from this, is that there are a lot of Puerto Ricans in
swing states.
Well, yeah, and in Pennsylvania especially, obviously, and that state can be, what was it won by last time? 80,000?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
it's quite important.
If we want to talk about Pennsylvania very quickly, have any of you been keeping up with the polls? Because they're not looking good for Harris.
No, this
they're
sort
not.
Of, it's retracting, isn't it?
Yeah, because she was in this somewhat lead. It was a very small lead until like last week. And now Trump seems to be in a lead. Although his lead is diminishing.
Well, yeah, because as Tom said, the amount of Puerto Ricans there can make a difference. But I sent this to James earlier in the week because I wanted to bring it up in the podcast.
Did he let you speak?
He didn't actually cut me off on the text. There we go. But JD Vance came out and he made in his response to the comments made at the rally. And it was kind of similar to Trump's response in the, I don't know, someone made a joke, but if they did, I wasn't a part of it, didn't know it was going to happen. And he said, maybe it's a stupid racist joke, as you said. Maybe it's not. I haven't seen it. I'm not going to comment on the specifics of the joke, but I think that we have to stop getting so offended at every little thing in the United States of America. I'm just so over it.
That's good for him.
Goodness me.
I'm glad he's been able to move on.
Yeah. He's protecting his peace. This
yeah.
is what he's doing.
But why? What is it with the whole? Maybe it was racist. Maybe it wasn't. I haven't seen it.
I think it's more like they're just pretending they didn't know it was like they didn't know it was happening.
Because you can't stand up there and be like, "That was a great joke," or he can't be like, "That was a bad joke," because that's like he's like trying to like, in a weird way, Trump's playing devil's advocate.
But I also do doubt the fact that he obviously Donald Trump and J.D. Vance didn't book them, or probably didn't even approve them. But I reckon someone's got fired over it. But like,
really?
But it's obviously someone they thought would match the vibe of the event.
Oh God, no. James has lapped us.
He's had enough.
Right, everyone talk. Talk. Ash, the floor is yours.
Go.
You think he agreed with your opinion?
Well, I
John.
Saw on the, I was reading an article on it, and the whole like administration behind it or whatever were trying to say that they had no idea he was going to say it because they actually have to like pre-vet everything they're going to say, and apparently there was a really bad joke about Kamala Harris and that they took out the Kamala Harris joke apparently and did not see that joke in there when it was submitted to them, and so were very shocked when it was said.
Hang
on,
is he calling you?
I doubt it.
What I was going to say, what number? Don't say the number. But
the
I don't think that's him.
Oh no, that's definitely not him. But answer it.
Maybe I'll have an opinion.
We can have
a radio phone in section of the podcast. Some poor guy in a call centre being asked what his opinion of the jokes are.
So I'll give you my credit card information if you let us know about this.
I've been in an accident.
The fact that like people think pre-vetting goes on before any of these rallies.
Let alone at Trump then.
I agree. I mean, I'm still not over the whole Pennsylvania dancing scene. Is someone still calling you?
Oh, now it's James.
Oh, it is James.
Now I don't answer, I cut him off.
Welcome back, James.
Hello?
We missed you.
Hi, is my thing cut out, so I'm coming back in on here.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
We've switched phones.
It's got two phones. Okay, yeah, we were just talking about... what were we talking about?
The vetting at the rallies.
Just, Trump is just... It's just not a surprise.
Can't even control your own campaign rally, how are you meant to lead a country?
I'm not sure that's his job.
Well, no, but it is.
No, to run a campaign rally, I mean.
But you don't know who's going to stand up and be like...
It's probably given like a little sheet of paper.
Well, you'd be like, if you can't even...
I think the thing is, obviously that's the sort of person that thought they would match... the people who are at the rally, which I think is worse. I don't think it's... And that's what Joe Biden got in trouble for saying, wasn't it? He called them garbage, and then he had to apologise for that.
Well, I think on your point, though, Tom, as Ash was saying, the people who represent him at the rally are an extension of himself. If Kamala Harris had that comedian at the rally, people would be going absolutely mental right now.
Yeah
but they are going mental.
Yeah, I understand, and I feel like... that deserves the media attention it has and should be reflected more.
Yeah, but
Trump
I don't think you can go like. I don't think you could say Donald Trump hand picked this guy and chose him.
But to have no idea at all.
He's saying he had no idea.
But he wouldn't have known who the person was.
Trump
said a lot of things, but half of them are false. But let's talk about Biden ex Harris and whether Biden has potentially cost Harris the campaign. So basically, Harris at a closing rally, so it was like the Ellipse in Washington, she like stood against the White House, and it was all like, it was very good, like it looked good.
Yes.
It was like, Harris against the White House, being like, I could be president. And she, basically the whole kind of thesis of her argument was, it doesn't matter whether you're a Harris or a Trump supporter, if you elect me, I'm going to look out for all of you. Like, it doesn't matter who you support, like, you're on my team. It's obviously not what Trump does. Trump tries to polarize the country. That was a very interesting quote. I can't remember who said it, but it was like, Trump is the first president who is actively not trying to unite the country. But Harris is. And then Biden, there's a clip from Biden in an interview, he's calling Trump supporters a piece of garbage, which is obviously not what Harris was trying to say. And people are wondering whether Biden has potentially just like erased all of the like success of Harris's like rally because she did so well in it, and now the president's being like, well, actually, Trump supporters are garbage. So it's a bit of an oxymoron.
We had a very similar thing in the UK with this, though, didn't we? We had Angela Rayner calling Tory voters. We had Angela Rayner calling Tory voters scum, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that ultimately didn't impact the fact that they all voted for them.
True.
Obviously, that was different apart, but like.
Yeah, I just find this race is so close.
Every
that,
little
like,
thing,
every
any comment.
And also,
could...
like Harris is not doing as well as people
would have hoped.
So James and I went to a talk with. Can we mute James?
Yeah, sorry, James. Can you mute yourself, please? Why
take him
off?
Hold.
Yeah, but then I won't know when to take him off.
When you want to ask him a question.
All right. Sorry, James.
Speak when spoken to.
Sorry. So James and I went to a talk in New York. It was the Restless Politics US podcast, the two co-hosts, Cathy Kay and Anthony Scaramucci, and they asked the question whether people think Harris performed better, worse, or as expected. And I want to know whether you think you're surprised by her performance, or...
The whole campaign, or just her?
Yeah, just since July, what you think.
I think she did as well as I would have expected her to.
Yeah.
We always knew the race was going to be very close. Mm. If you'd asked me before Tom came on the podcast, I would have said that I thought she was going to edge it and win it. But unfortunately, Tom has spoken out.
Tom has gotten into my head.
Tom has ruined it for everyone.
I agree. And he'll be still inviting him on every week.
Yeah.
What have Tom's predictions been?
My prediction was that
very
Kamala
pro-Trump.
Will win the majority of the votes, but Trump will win the key swing states that he needs to win the election, like he did against Hillary.
Yeah.
But I do think unfortunately, purely because of Thomas and for no other reason, that Trump will win the swing state.
I'm going to get some paid by some massive super PAC soon. Because if I actually made this come true, I think I deserve some maybe. Elon Musk
money.
You're
allowed to bet on them now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the problem is the odds are so bad for Trump now that I wouldn't bet on him.
Are they bad for Trump?
Like, you won't win any money. He's got the I put money on Kamala if I was going to bet money on it because the odds are really good.
Are you allowed to bet up until the election or the time between the election and the like result coming out?
Surely it's
probably up.
Well, the odds will change.
Yeah.
During the election, so.
Oh my goodness.
Keep an eye on it, but like, have you seen this? They've got like live betting. Things.
Yeah.
Like, and you could see like so many more bets for Trump, but that also like shows like is skewed like. Trump isn't going to win by the factor that the odds say he's going to win.
Yeah.
If he wins. Yeah. it's all skewed. Like, the papers, the writing papers especially, obviously, the betting, like, it is all skewed in his favour.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to win Thomas still?
Yeah, I think Kamala's...
Very, very confident.
I think Kamala's done as expected with quite a bad hand that she had of having to take over the campaign midway through of a, sort of a guy that was very popular and then became incredibly unpopular overnight. I think she probably could have done better. I think it's not an original point, but I think she could have spent a lot less time attacking Trump and let other people do that and focus more on what she was going to do. I feel like they've spent way too much time. And this is just like, because we don't have it in the UK and I just find it incredibly boring, chasing endorsements. I find endorsements really boring, and I don't care how other people vote. I don't know about, like, I don't care that Taylor Swift supports Kamala. I don't care that Jake Paul supports
Beyonce
Trump.
Yeah, it doesn't rally,
influence.
It
shouldn't influence. And I feel like, especially like when I scroll through my Google feed every morning, I'll always see at least three ex Bad Bunny supports Kamala Harris. Cool.
Yeah, but some people will. Like,
I really hope they don't.
Yeah, but
I mean,
they will. That's the point. Yeah.
Political beliefs shouldn't be.
So if you're like a card-carrying Republican and you hear that Taylor Swift is angry that there's been a fake Taylor Swift account that's saying Republican.
I agree that like we shouldn't base our political opinions on pop stars. However, we have to be realistic.
That people do. People do.
But I feel like they've gone after too many. I feel like it's too much. Like I don't understand how much, I don't know how much effort goes into things. I don't know if they just go like, could you please do it? And they go yes, or they lobby them to do it. Like, I'm sure Taylor Swift, it took a long time. But I don't know, I just think like the effort that probably went into that could have been put into a stronger economic policy or immigration policy.
I was just like, random thought I had was if Prince Diana was still alive.
Prince Diana?
Princess.
Oh, no, sorry, I didn't realise. It was a very touchy subject for Hannah.
Oh, sorry.
When we were talking about Roman empires once, and I was asking what was her Roman, you know, like, I was asking what's her, she said, she just thinks about Princess Diana every day.
Oh, I thought you were going to come on and say, like, she was, like, my long-lost aunt or something. No. Like, what's that,
some, like, trauma? She dropped some crazy lore.
Yeah, that would be wild. Whether if she said she supported one of them, whether that would change anyone's opinions. I think it would, because she was the people's princess.
Yeah, if you're that influential.
Well, I'm wondering who the Princess Diana of today is.
Meghan.
I don't think Meghan has that much popularity.
It probably is Taylor Swift, to be fair.
No, because I feel like Diana wasn't hated as much as...
Also, Taylor Swift isn't as fragile as Diana was, if we go into the deep.
Yeah. I don't think that is like an equal.
I mean, I think she's as like related. I think a lot of people like sort of related to Diana.
She's a princess.
No, I know, but some. No, but.
You know who I relate to?
Donald Trump.
That king guy. He's the same as me.
With her marriage and everything.
Yeah.
People just sympathise with
also,
her.
I know this is.
Sympathise with Taylor Swift. Like.
But I also think that's such a. So proper. Like, you actually think about that story, like. Like all in, like all Disney movies teach
guys,
us. No, but like in all Disney movies, right? Like the story is like the princess has to find like a prince who she doesn't like, but there's a guy that she does like, and then but in when it happened in real life, we all hated the guy that he really liked.
Wait, what?
Like we all hate Camilla. Everyone hates Camilla.
She's ugly.
But she's the one that he actually loved.
I'm sorry. Diana had pretty privilege, and Camilla
exactly
didn't.
But like you know. That's just my opinion on that.
James, do you have any comments?
Princess Diana.
I don't know what to say to that.
No comment. Putting a Trump, no comment.
Who do you think the Princess Diana of today is, James?
I don't know. But what I do know is
mute him, mute him!
Very cool amount of time.
Okay, actually, let's on the topic of women. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, brilliant, look, I'm swinging back.
Yeah, good segue.
Thank you, James. Woman. So Trump has, in a rally near Green Bay, Wisconsin, Trump said that he would protect women whether they liked it or not.
Yeah, poor choice of words.
Whether they liked it or not.
He was trying to present himself as a father figure to all of the women.
Whether they liked it.
Just takes out the consent part
of
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
They should have an opinion, obviously.
Tom, there's a cough button.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. So, what do we think? Woman in the studio.
Well, I think.
James, you got anything to add?
Yeah. What is going on? Like, I just feel I'm not American.
What is going on with women?
can we kick Tom off this podcast? Why do we keep inviting him back?
You need to time out.
Yeah. I feel threatened that I'm not even American.
It was such a weird and creepy thing to say.
Why would you even say that? Whether you like it or not, I will. If a man said that to me, I'd be like, I'm good. Like,
yeah, I'd run in the opposite direction.
I feel like we're forgetting that he's been like
accused of
sexual assault multiple times.
Accounts.
And he said he would do sexual assault as well.
And didn't he say he would marry
his daughter? Yeah.
I read a...
Whether she likes it or not. Right, I'm taking control now.
I feel like... very typical from the only Trump supporter in the studio.
Yeah, no, upsetting. What Melania was at the rally in.
Yeah, but she looked like she was being held hostage.
She always looked like she was being held.
Just
her default face.
Yeah.
I think I read an article about why they were so destined to be together, but I can't remember any of the substance of the article. I just remember thinking. So
she hates her husband.
She hates him. Her book is a testament to that.
Yeah. Well, she's pro-abortion, pro-choice, is she not?
Yeah, she's like, she went so much further than she had to. Like, she was like, I think, like, it wasn't even like, I'm pro-abortion. It's like, women need to be protected. Their lives are at danger with the current Republican rules. And I was just like, I wonder why the conversation with that, with Trump, like between her and Trump, after that book was published.
Do they speak to each other?
Apparently they don't live together. Apparently
they
like
they would look very cosy in Madison Square Garden, but I guess
that's their job.
It's all for show, isn't it?
So upsetting.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, before I forget to mention it, last week we were talking about the $1 million.
Yeah.
Was it legal, was it not? Yeah. And now it's come out and since last week that the Philadelphia DA is actually suing Elon Musk for electoral interference.
It's fair, Elon Musk has got enough money, I don't think it's going to touch him.
But I think also the fact that Trump is seeking to put Elon Musk in his cabinet if he gets elected, which is just...
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's going to be head of Department of Government Efficiency. So it's this very controversial because he's going to be in charge of the departments that allocate money for SpaceX.
And so, RFK for vaccines.
Yeah, RFK is going to be head of like, he's going to be like the, what's the medical one?
Matt Hancock.
He's going to be like in charge of some weird
medical
like,
medical.
Yeah, which we know his qualifications are that he has a disease. He's got like a chronic health condition.
Wait,
and his thing is like people in America with chronic health conditions aren't treated.
Yeah, maybe make her.
At the same time, it's just a complete repeal of any kind of democratic fairness in the electoral process. I mean, I think that's indicative of the damage that Trump's going to do to the country if he's elected.
Have you seen also the RFK tweets where basically he's lost a lot of these lawsuits to take his name off the ballot in swing states? So his name is going to be on the ballot in most of them. I think he managed to get taken off of Philadelphia. But he's basically tweeting, going, do not vote for me if you live in this state, this state, this and this state. If you live in the other states, vote for me. Do whatever you want. But, like, he doesn't want people to vote for him. That's his agreement he's got with Trump, is that he tried to remove his name from the ballot in swing states so that he would get Trump. He had about 6%, so he'd probably get, like, a percentage on each one. So
apparently RFK has a dead worm's brain.
Yeah.
That's eating his brain.
Yeah, but you know he's gonna be he's gonna be in charge of things.
And these are the people Trump wants by his side. So that's just, again, like, think really about how that reflects on him.
What? This is so... I have short-term memory loss.
Yeah.
And I have had longer-term memory loss that affects me.
Yeah, a parasite that has eaten part of his brain.
Maybe that's why he struck a dead bear in the middle of Central Park.
Oh my goodness. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
What a crazy bit of lore. That is some great dad lore.
Oh no, but it's fine because most patients are in full recovery. I don't feel very confident on that.
Yeah, but like full recovery with how much of their brain left.
He also has a neurological voice disorder.
Yeah, you can tell that.
So he can't think or speak.
What? But he's gonna be in. Yeah, he's gonna be in charge. He's gonna do a great job. I shouldn't question Donald. Donald says he's good. Don't question it, guys.
Okay. So. Right.
Okay. Sorry, James. You're going on mute again.
Sorry, James, right. Used the studio.
Back to Princess Diana.
Molly May. Right, so... No, let's go back to women. I feel like we didn't really... We got sidetracked by men.
By Tom.
Yeah, it's a misogyny. It's fine.
I'll give myself a timeout.
What do we think if Trump gets in, the future for women will be like?
Well, the point that his supporters are trying to make is that why do we think that he's going to abolish women's rights when he didn't do it in his first term? Which just makes no sense because he's literally said he's going to do it. Like, Roe v. Wade will be overturned everywhere.
Which already has been overturned everywhere.
No, as in, like, it won't be to the States.
No, I think what I've seen from him anyway. Sorry, I'm talking in the women's section again.
Yeah, can we actually?
From what I've seen, like from like clips of him and like stuff I've read, it's not that he's banning it; it's that he's making it completely a states issue. So Kamala wants to make it a law, federal or whatever. Yeah. Whereas he wants to make it entirely a states issue, which sort of obviously removes his accountability to it. Which is probably why, because he says it, he changes his opinion every other week. He's probably pro-abortion. He's probably anti-abortion, but he can't openly say that to lose votes. So I think his thing is states issue federalism, founding principles of the nation. But anyway, women continue.
Yeah, I mean, if I was an American woman, I don't know if I would stay in America.
I would have to agree with that.
I mean, I'd be terrified.
It's crazy.
Yeah, if you're not living in a democratic state.
Yeah, and even then...
I mean, you can get charged with going across state borders with
if
murder.
If you come back, you could get arrested.
The doctors can be charged as well with murder.
It's fine. I think we can get... Tom, you can come back.
Tom, you're allowed
because
to speak.
Because I'm now going
to
talk about a manly subject. No, I'm joking.
It's
not manly, so
it's
actually quite a sad subject.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
This is not... as connected with the election, but I feel like it's important to mention that gun rights are still a massive issue. Mm-hmm. And there's been an Orlando nightlife Halloween shooting where two were left dead and six were injured.
Thank God I'm not going there soon.
Sorry.
For reference, I am going there soon.
Do you know where you are going, Tom?
Chicago.
Famously safe.
Yeah, so, like, what do we think gun rights are going to be like under Trump? Do we think...
They won't be restrictive.
No, said he's not looking to restrict gun rights.
Is Kamala?
As she said, she's got a Glock and she shot it before.
Exactly. Well, that's what I mean.
They want to limit automatic weapons, right?
Yeah.
Like they're quite careful about, I don't know a lot about guns, so they're quite careful about the guns they say they own, which are handguns and rifles, right? Mm. So Waltz is a hunter, so he hunts pheasants. And she's got one for self-defense, apparently.
Well.
I think the issue is that I don't think either of them would restrict the access to guns too much.
What they're doing, they can. Like, it's so difficult in America to restrict any kind of gun legislation, because... especially with a Supreme Court that Trump has had a major influence over now, like, ultimately all these decisions go to the Supreme Court, and they very, very rarely win.
Should we get James back in?
Oh, he is typing, actually.
Oh, James.
Can we transcript James?
James, speak. You're back.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah,
I'll give you 3 back. Okay,
thank you. Alright, we put him on speaker for this.
Alright.
James, there's someone speaking in the background.
I think James is speaking to them.
We're taking him back off.
Anyway, I think it's an unfortunate fact in America that no matter how bad the shooting is, and especially like we're in Connecticut, Sandy Hook is not that very far away.
No.
And you know, that is one of the most tragic things that's probably going to happen in human history. But unfortunately, like if that doesn't change things, it's not going to change. Nothing's going to change to the extent that people want it to.
Yeah.
Like I think like the amount of money that goes into anti-gun lobbying, the size of the anti-gun lobbies, they're all growing and growing and growing, but unfortunately,
well,
I think, like...
What's the percentage of funding that the NRA gives to the Republican Party? Because I think it's a lot.
Let's look it up.
But it's also the grading. Like, the grading is so important.
But didn't the Obama administration, certainly during one of his terms at least, have the majority in both the House and the Senate?
Yeah, they only had it for the first...
Yeah, but there still wasn't any... Like, this is what I mean. As you're saying, it's right, it's so hard to make.
But also just decisions would end up going to the Supreme Court.
Which would never,
You know, stuff can get held up in committees which are Republican-dominated. Like, obviously, the NRA ensure that all gun committees are manned with people who they have to give high ratings to. Yeah. And their ratings are incredibly important to winning votes. Like Walt's maintained a very good rating for a very long time.
Yeah.
He's now got an F, but, you know, that's, I think that's more of a good thing than a bad thing. But yeah, I just think in America it's just an unfortunate fact that because of the Second Amendment, it's not they're never going to get the change that the anti-gun lobbies want. Like, they can get sort of their more background checks and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think an overall ban on assault rifles or automatic weapons, which is realistically what they need and what most other Western democratic countries have, is not going to happen because people have got them now.
Fair enough. Okay, we're going to close this podcast with maybe the best part of the podcast. Polls and predictions. Mill sweep predictions. We know Tom's prediction.
My prediction was thrown last week, though, because the Washington Commanders won their last home game against the Chicago Bears. And Google it. If the Commanders win their home game before the election, the Democrats win. Is if they like lose, the Republican wins.
How long is this?
It's been a long streak.
It's superstition.
No, yeah, it's like Ollie the Octopus predicting the World Cup.
I'm sorry, so they won?
The Commanders won in the last minute, in the last Hail Mary.
And usually when they win, the Democrats win.
If they win, the Democrats win.
Well, I think they won because ultimately the Bears aren't very good, Tom.
No, the Bears were winning. I was watching the game.
Was that the game where the guy was like facing the crowd?
Yes, yeah.
That's,
and he was
so
cheering.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then he wasn't. Yeah.
James prediction. Is he?
Sorry.
James' opinion on the Commanders.
James has muted himself.
Oh.
James.
If you have a prediction, speak now.
We'll forever hold.
How long
your
do
peace.
You think it'll take for the result to come out?
It won't
come out on the day.
No.
Oh, I think we'll know this time next week. By Friday.
Really? Because it took 9 days last time.
Yeah, but we'll know roughly.
You know generally what the result's going to be after at least a day or
so. Yeah, but I sort of feel like the amount of how long recounting they'll do. Like, I don't know. I reckon I agree with you, but I just think it could take longer.
Do you think there's going to be another, like,
do you think there's gonna be like a
counting?
Surprise?
Yeah.
There'll be 1,000 counting errors. And like, there were like 6 boxes with only Kamala
boxes.
Ballot boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild. That is crazy. The Democratic vote, so I'm not pointing any fingers at that. Predictions, anyone?
I do think, unfortunately, because of Tom, that Trump will be the next president of the United States.
Why am I getting blamed for this?
You put it out into the universe.
And now the polls are...
They're changing now.
I can't help that I'm right about everything. Hannah lives with me. She knows I'm right about everything. Famously.
Famously right about everything, yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I do agree with Tom. Yeah. I think... Yeah,
Tom,
he will
it's all
win
your
the,
fault.
He will win the... the majority
I'm
of the swing
states.
I'm going
to send him this episode and get like.
I also do think, I agree with Tom as well, that I don't think that he'll win the majority vote.
No.
And I think he'll lose it by quite a bit, actually. I think I think it was like 5 million with Clinton.
Really?
Wow. It was something like that. She won the popular vote by like 5 million. I think it'll be larger this time, the gap in the popular vote, but I still think he'll win the electoral college. What about yourself, Eva?
I am inclined to agree with you, Ash, which is really unfortunate. But
it's all Tom's fault.
It's all Tom's fault. I just think because looking at the polls, so...
I came to America and I ruined it.
Yeah.
Or made it great again. Who can say?
Okay. Oh, God.
So, look at the polls. So, this time last week, most of the swing states were looking bluish.
Mm-hmm.
I say bluish because they won strongholds. Now, most are looking red, which is scary. So, Arizona, Trump's at 49%, Harris at 47%. I don't think she's getting that back. Georgia, Trump is at 49%, Harris is at 48%, but Trump is quite a clear... Harris's support is going down in Georgia. North Carolina, Trump is winning. Michigan, Harris is winning. Wisconsin, Harris is winning. Nevada's even, but Pennsylvania, Trump has a slight hold over.
What's the hold? What's the...
It's less than one, but it's still... So Harris had a massive dip yesterday.
What do you think she's done in the last week, though?
Surely you'd assume that Trump would have the biggest dip after his nightmare of a rally.
Yeah.
Not, like, I get the Biden comment was off, but it wasn't on the same level.
No, I think maybe just, like, as the election draws closer, people, like...
I think she burnt maybe too fast. I think she was like, bang, 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 Kamala's doing this, Kamala's doing that. And now suddenly everyone's like, oh, it's Kamala. We don't need, you don't know that much about her.
Yeah, like, the ellipse was good because...
You know so much about Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's because... The ellipse was good because she actually kind of addressed policies like the economy, which she hadn't really done before. And I think that she gave the best answers for those that she's ever done. But people still don't know enough about her. And I think people were waiting to see if she would, like, shine her... light.
Also, polls can't be completely trusted. Like, people buy polls that they want.
Yeah.
Also, is it based on how are they doing these polls? Because I know
they speak to people, or they like, so they do like focus groups, or they'll speak
the
to
most,
like loads of people. And also, like both parties will be paying for polls that support them.
Yeah.
The newspapers, whatever, I don't know what you're using, but like whatever newspaper the X supports will have the most favourable for that candidate, or even less favourable to try and drive up the vote. Like, this could be a... I don't know what newspaper are you using for the poll?
New York Times.
So New York Times, who they openly support Kamala, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So, like, they could be using this as a tactic to drive up votes. Like, oh my God, she's lost all these votes in a week. Everyone get out there now. Early voting, everyone start. I think the Conservatives did that in 2015. They sort of let the idea that they would have to go into a second coalition come about, and that
I just wanted to jump in on that.
Wow, Jesus Christ!
That really scared us.
Just on the point about like Republicans traditionally vote on the day, whereas Democrats prefer early voting, and I don't think we did touch on this last week. There has been instances where ballot boxes in the states of Washington and Oregon, who are two states which rely primarily on mail-in voting, those ballots have been burned, and they're trying to recover them. But it's almost Trump teeing up to say that the election system was fraud if he doesn't win. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a very dangerous thing, and that's why you've got your Elon Musk wading into this political debate on electoral practice, but if those are true, then maybe the polls are reflecting, I don't know, a fact that like election outcomes are going to be very different now than they'll look like in a week, just because a lot of people are going to leave it to the last minute.
Yeah,
I mean, look what's changed in the last week. It can all go back again, like.
I mean, a lot of people argue that the election day should be some sort of national holiday so people are able to actually vote on the day.
Well, actually, they cancelled one of my lectures so that I could vote, and I can't even vote,
thank
God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
So kind. But sorry, James, did you say that Democrats are more likely to mail in their votes than Republicans vote on the day? Early voting, like, kind of statistics at the moment show actually Trump with a very, very heavy lead.
Yeah.
Which is interesting if Democrats are the ones that are meant to be voting.
Maybe they're just getting an outright majority then.
Potentially.
Yeah, and we say this, like, he'll complain about the electoral process, but he won't complain about it if he doesn't get a majority, yeah, but somehow managed to swindle some, like, four states, like, managed to basically convince, what, 120,000 people to vote for him that he needs, which is what he needs to probably carry every swing state.
Yeah. I mean, like, only time will tell.
And they're all Puerto Rican.
Oh, dear. I thought we should go to Puerto Rico and just suss out
there. James is going.
I'm going to Costa Rica.
Oh, Costa Rica. I got confused.
Very different.
Tom is clearly one of the people Trump's trying to target. I bet Trump wishes he was an American citizen.
I wish, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon you could get in with... I reckon you... Yeah.
I could just... I know where the early voting is. I can just go. It's in the top...
And do what?
Just vote.
Look at it. Observe.
Yeah. Just influence people. Use just my powers.
Your
like,
aura.
My
clear, your Princess Diana aura.
I've clearly influenced this entire election. I can stand by the bookstore and tell people what
to
vote for.
We found the people's princess.
I really hope Tom, like, gets into, like, a very high-powered, like, government job in the
future. Well, we have to delete all the episodes of this podcast.
This will come back to bite you.
Anyway, I think that's covered everything we need to talk about. Thanks for joining, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Chit-chat.
Not Tom, though.
James has obviously been a...
I'll be back next week. I always am.
Final week next week, which is... And it will be the most exciting episode, because...
If there's no outcome, though, surely we'll have another one.
Potentially last episode.
If the United States has been dissolved and civil war has broken out.
Yeah, also, if the civil war has broken out, we have to go to Canada. Apparently that's the best place to go. So
across the border.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you for joining and listening, and we'll see you next week.